Unless you've been living under a rock the last year, you've probably noticed the rising cost of energy prices in New York and around the country. And while there is funding available to help subsidize some of these bills, it can be a challenge to figure out what New Yorkers are actually eligible to access. That problem may soon be over, though, as the state, in conjunction with energy companies, has launched a web portal where New Yorkers can determine if they're able to access cheaper energy bills or other additional help. Joining us on the Capitol Press Room to discuss the New York Energy Advisor tool is Doreen Harris, head of the New York State Energy and Research Development Authority. Welcome back to the show, Doreen.
Good morning. Hello.
So what can listeners find at energyadvisor.ny.gov?
This is a recent website that just launched. It's actually a website that we worked on together with the utilities across New York State that is essentially a one-stop shop to help specifically low to moderate income New Yorkers get access to personalized energy savings programs. So it's actually a fantastic resource because of the fact that it guides you through a series of simple questions that ultimately results in a toolbox, if you will, that you can access for specific services to not only save energy, but also to identify programs and services that you may be eligible for.
And it's worth noting that the prompts will come up in about 24 different languages if you just change it on the top right of the website as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think it is critical that not only do we make this information available in an organized way, which it certainly does, but that also we make it accessible. And accessible, of course, means that we have the ability to not only have this translator tool that you identified, but also that it's really simple to navigate and to ultimately arrive at that menu of options.
Okay, you've called the questions simple twice now, but what if I'm a new homeowner and I just don't know the answer to these questions, like whether my house uses natural gas? I just pay the bill and somehow I have warm water at some point. Do I need to go find these answers? Can I say I don't know and still figure out results? What happens in that situation?
So I guess I would say as a general matter, I really believe that these questions are simple because I've done it myself and I thought,
you're
wow.
The head of NYSERDA. Of course, you're going to know these answers. Well, we're in trouble course. If you don't know these answers.
No, I do agree with you. But as a general matter, it's also true that the previous way in which you would access these services was anything but simple mm-hmm. because you're literally searching websites here, there, and everywhere for resources and tools that now... You're right. If you don't know how your home is heated, I suppose you could have a challenge. And in that instance, that's when you need to call NYSERDA and we'll help you through those questions that you have. But as a point of comparison, I would say answering 10 questions is a lot simpler than navigating a Google search on energy savings programs, for sure. It's not just the accessibility, which I think is central and critical, but it is also true that it allows specifically low to moderate income New Yorkers to connect with programs that not only are reflective of eligibility opportunities for them, but also specific links to the applications for those programs. And to your question, contact information for the community outreach teams that can answer any questions you might have.
And what types of programs are we talking about here? Is this simply assistance that will subsidize your existing energy bills? Are there opportunities to learn about, tax credits for alternative ways of, heating your houses? What does the range consist of?
Yeah, it is. It's providing access to programs and services essentially that are offered in specific regions of the state, as well as, again, on the basis of the fuel types and eligibility, specifically with respect to income. But to really think about the nature of the programs that you might access, one that we would want to highlight would be the Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP, that is specifically designed to help low-income households literally meet the cost of heating and cooling their homes. So if someone is having a hard time paying their bills, that's a great place to start in achieving the ability, right, to continue to heat your home. But then when one is looking at various programs to help improve their home, the Empower New York program is accessible through that portal as well. And that's essentially no cost improvement services on the topic of energy and energy efficiency that can be available to low-income households. We also access the Home Performance with Energy Star program, which offers a 50% incentive toward the cost of improvements to moderate-income households as well. And then for those who are interested in measures beyond energy efficiency measures and really are looking at the opportunity to join solar programs, for instance, the Solar for All program is accessible here as well, which is a utility bill assistance program to help access solar for all New Yorkers as well.
On the first prompt screen, you get to identify whether you're a renter, you're a single, you know, residence homeowner, or whether you're a property manager. Does that mean that there are different opportunities available for renters and people who manage multiple properties as well? This isn't just about, you know, residential single family homes?
That's right. And I think that's an important part of understanding fundamentally the complexity of ownership. To your point, Dave, there's a lot of ways in which people reside in a residence. They live in multifamily, they rent, they own, et cetera, et cetera. And although our goal is to bring forward these improvements to all aspects of our state, if you want a fun fact, we have 8 million households in New York State. So it's complex, and the different programs are targeted toward different ownership structures. And therefore, it's important to sort of start with that point, because it will depend on that's an important precursor to the programs that are eligible.
Well, let me reintroduce you now for listeners who are just joining us. We're speaking with Doreen Harris, head of the New York State Energy and Research Development Authority. And I want to pivot away from this energy advisor website tool that people can find at energyadvisor.ny.gov and turn our attention to the recently completed legislative session that concluded in Albany. Anything stand out to you as being particularly meaningful or maybe just interesting to nerds like yourself on the energy front that people should be cognizant of?
Yes, certainly. We are in the midst, as you are aware, of implementing New York's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. And really, when I look at the developments from this legislative session, they're a little wonky, I'll give you that, but they're central to the achievement of the goals of the act. One would be the Advanced Codes and Appliance Standards legislation that the legislature passed this year. I'd say that's a critical tool for us moving forward, because we know we need the energy code in New York to be designed to support the Climate Act and our clean energy and climate agenda more broadly. So building energy codes actually are critical to ensure that these buildings themselves are not only constructed in a manner that saves energy and frankly costs at the same time, but also to really have a major impact on reducing the cost of operating buildings as well. And then also part of that legislation was a ability to advance product and appliance standards, essentially to prevent New Yorkers from wasting money in the use of items, as I said, like appliances, which this is a huge number, but it will deliver $15 billion in savings to New Yorkers. And to our discussion today, $6 billion of that is going to come to low and moderate income households. So that's one wonky one, but exciting for us. In fact, I was really excited to see that move after a number of years.
So when you talk about savings for this, are we talking solely about energy savings? Basically that you're spending, you know, less each month to maintain and operate, say, a fridge or some other appliance that I guess might be covered by this. All fridges are probably covered by federal standards. Or are you calculating the environmental benefits as well when we talk about, you know, $15 billion? And those are savings that people might not necessarily realize in their pocketbook, but society, I guess, will realize.
Yeah, good question. These are pocketbook savings that I'm talking about. So the high-level metric for the energy code, the first item, we estimate could reduce energy bills by $4 billion by 2030. And then, as I said, the appliance standards we're estimating is $15 billion of savings. So this is literally spending less on energy costs.
And was there another bill you wanted to highlight?
Well, this one is a different type of bill, but it's interesting because it is looking at utility thermal energy networks. And so there was a bill that passed that could help us develop district thermal systems, which essentially mean that they would be systems that provide heating and cooling via a broader network of piping, essentially, to serve many buildings at one time. And the reason that I think that's really interesting is it can help address some of these more complex buildings, specifically in cities, where you don't really think about it on a building by building basis, but rather a block by block basis, to really reduce the reliance on fossil fuels in those more complex buildings.
So you mentioned those two bills in the context of the state's efforts to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, which is part of the mandate with the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, if I remember my acronym right. But another bill that did not make its way to the end zone, so to speak, during the legislative session was a bill that the so-called Build Public Renewables Act, which is legislation designed to get the state, I guess, back into the business of building and maintaining its own renewable energy projects, essentially in competition or in conjunction with private developments. Do you think there's merit to having the New York Power Authority re-enter this space in order to have another entity promoting and growing renewable energy projects so that we can achieve the goals of the CLCPA?
Yeah, this proposed legislation, as you said, it would authorize NYPA, the New York Power Authority, to build, own, and operate renewable energy generation projects, essentially. My basic point of view on that is that we are certainly not waiting to act as to bringing forward renewable energy projects across our state. In fact, just earlier this month, Governor Hochul announced 22 more large-scale renewable projects that NYSERDA has contracted for, bringing us to over 120 under development across our state that will help us get very close to the 70 by 30 goal that's part of the Climate Act. So we're doing a lot already as a state with the private sector. I'd also note just generally that NYPA is doing some really exciting things already to help move these projects forward, both with respect to transmission investments, but also partnering on new projects to deliver clean power to New York City. An example was the Clean Path New York project that we just awarded. NYPA's a key partner in that project. So long story short, I'm excited at the progress that we're making with the structures that we have. And frankly, that progress is something I'm very optimistic about.
So you feel like the pace of private development spurred on by state initiatives is going along at a fast enough clip that we can achieve our greenhouse gas emission reduction goals without the state actually getting into the business necessarily of building its own new renewable energy projects?
Of course, we need to build these projects. This is a huge challenge, and I wouldn't call it a small challenge, but the pace at which we have contracts and are advancing large-scale renewable energy projects is commensurate with the Climate Act goals. So I'm very optimistic about what the private sector has brought forward and the models that we have today.
And finally, devoted listeners of the Capitol Press Room will likely remember that you were intent on becoming a practitioner of the art of bonsai. How is it going?
Well, you had to end on a sad note here. There's been a downturn in my bonsai abilities here. I needed to return my bonsai to the hospital this week. It needs to spend some time in the greenhouse. Things were not looking good, but Pauline assures me she's seen far worse. She thinks it will get better, but for now, it's been taken back by the Bonsai Society of the Mohawk Hudson Valley region, Dave. It's not good.
If I remember correctly, Pauline was a little reticent to have you care for a bonsai on your own, but you were sort of pushing to jump into the art. I mean, you kind of reminded me of Luke Skywalker in Empire Strikes Back when he goes off to rescue Han and Leia when Yoda says, you know, that you're not ready. In hindsight, do you wish you would listen to your bonsai Yoda, Pauline?
Yeah, I will say Pauline's instincts were probably correct, but you know, you have to learn along the way, and she's confident that we can turn this thing around. So she's a good teacher, Pauline, I will say that, and a patient one at that.
So she's been gracious in the face of your, I guess, just sad defeat.
Yeah, I don't know about gracious. I did take, you know, a bit of a talking to, but certainly she will not give up on me. So that's something to be said for that.
Well, we've been speaking with Doreen Harris. She's the head of the New York State Energy and Research Development Authority. Doreen, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Great to speak with you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.